Good evening, Abba Isai. Good evening, good evening. Just a little bit of a scheduling thing. On Tuesday, Mitzvah Shem, I'm going away for 2 weeks. And I've already... On Tuesday, Mitzvah Shem, I'm going away for 2 full weeks. I have done the pre-recorded shurim. They're all here. Besides one, I think one more I have to do, but I think pretty much... So it's for 2 full weeks, 10 shurim, yeah. Now... Monday, to be confirmed exactly if it's going to be Shia on Monday or not. If not, I'm going to make a pre-recorded Shia for Monday as well. Now, it happens to be that the Tuesday, I haven't got the dates in my head now, upon my return, that's 2 weeks after this forthcoming Tuesday. Do you know where that is roughly? I'm not good with dates. Something like that. Okay, then it happens to be that I've got 2 simchas. I've got a Nisus Chasna and another simcha. So I'm not sure there's going to be Shia on Wednesday, Thursday, to be confirmed. Pardon? It could be. I don't know. So I'll to be confirmed. So if they, I might give a shiur, might not. I'm not sure yet. Depends on what happens. I don't know what. Yeah. Okay. So I'll let you know because I'll be in Manchester for one day. Then okay, we'll see. You'll be informed through text messages. Okay. Okay, obviously we're having a very interesting topic tonight, which is the topic of eating in Beis Medrash. Let's have clarity in this. The truth is we're going to have as much clarity as possible because the question remains a little bit open-ended. Yes? No Shia on Sunday. Yeah. In theory, we never did, so... Kills an hour. Yeah, I don't mind if there's any interest to give a share. I don't mind if that's what general consensus. I'm happy to do my part. Okay. So we've been learning a little bit about eating in Beis Medrash because the question remains: what have we learned so far about eating in Beis Medrash, Rabbi Isai? What's the thing we found so far? Talmid Chacham only in a Beis Medrash. Yeah, that's basically what we found so far. Anything else? Okay, so that doesn't really help for many of the shyness. It doesn't really help. Many times we eat in a Beis Medrash without this halacha being relevant. So let's see what are the heter with regards to eating in Beis Medrash. We are up to see Simon Kuf Nun Aleph, page 64. And we are up to Seif Dalet. Siv Dalet. Okay, Letzoich Beis HaKnesses Mutalechol V'lishon Besoichoi. Letzoich Beis HaKnesses, for the needs of the Beis HaKnesses, Mutalechol V'lishon Besoichoi. If you are in shul for the Beis HaKnesses, Mishnah Berurah's case in Siv Kot Yud Ches is V'lishon Besoichoi. In Siv Kot Yud Ches, he says that he's talking about if you're there, for instance, to protect the Beis Medrash, or for instance, there's candles burning, and you want to make sure that nothing happens, Chas V'Shalom. So you are there as a Shoim, as a guard. That's why you're in the Beis Medrash. You're not there to learn. You're not there to hang around. You're for sure not there for anything disrespectful. You are there to protect the Beis Medrash. So then the halacha is, Letzirich Beis HaKnesses, Mutar Lechol V'Lishon Besoich. If you're there for the shul's sake, then you're allowed to eat, drink, and sleep in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis HaKnesses. Right. So Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkot Tezvav, Sefkot Yudzayin, Letzorich Beis HaKnesses Gedol Mishe Shomer Oisoi. Somebody's protecting the Beis Medrash, a Beis HaKnesses, the Chai Gavon and similar. V'lishon Besoichoi, and to sleep there. V'loi Yachnis Mitose L'Sham. You don't allow to bring your bed there. Now, that's pushing it already. Okay, fine. You have to sleep there to protect the Beis Medrash. I'm not sure what kind of protection that is if he's sleeping, you know. But I suppose it's some level of protection. So, but you're certainly not allowed to sleep in your bed. That's already that's pushing it already. There are mekilim with regards to the bed, but generally the achronim say that certainly you can't bring a bed in there. We continue to Shulchan Aruch, and because of that, mitam ze, because of that, yisheni b'leila liyom ha-kippurim, the some yidin sleep in shul on yom ha-kippurim, beis ha-knesses and beis ha-knesses, some yeshivas, that meaning still exists, there are people sleep in beis ha-knesses on leila yom ha-kippurim, that's also for that reason, to be shmiras beis ha-knesses, amongst other reasons as well. Correct. Or in the Ezra's Noshim. That's right. Correct. Yeah. The truth is, mentioning this, there was the Pushim, the Talmid Agon who lived in Eretz Yisrael, the Pushim, they lived in the Beis HaMedrash. There was no Beis HaKnesses. They actually lived there. They came only home for Shabbos. From Shabbos to Shabbos, they came home. Even the Vilna Gaon apparently himself did that. He wasn't home. He only came from Shabbos to Shabbos. Hence the famous story that they said about the Vilna Gaon, that there was once a visitor who came to town, and the Vilna Gaon wanted to mechabed him and invited him for the Shabbos Suda. They wanted to invite him for the Shabbos Suda, but he was very makbid. The Vilna Gaon would only invite guests Shabbos with his wife's permission, because she didn't see him a lot. She only saw him on Shabbos. Shabbos to Shabbos, he wasn't really available for her. So whenever he brought in invited the guest, he would ensure that he would ask his wife first. So the story goes, I didn't see it in a very reliable source, but it's quoted extensively, La Halacha, that he had once a choshev guest, and he asked his wife, "Is a choshev guest here for Shabbos? Would it be possible to invite him? I'd like to give him the honor to come to our house." He said, "Okay, Rebbetzin." And then she said, "No, it's not okay." He said, "I also have a choshev guest for Shabbos, and I also want his attention." So the Vilna Gaon, he agreed, and he said, "Okay, that's it." And we should be aware at least that there was definitely many Yidden throughout generations who slept in the Beis Medrash, and that is probably similar to this head of Yom HaKippurim. Mitam ze Mishnebura Tzivkot Yudzayin Roi Tzaloima Kedei Lishmer Raneiros. The way the Mishnebura interprets it is a Lishmer Raneiros because there was candles there, and obviously it wasn't electric, it was literal candles, it was a potential danger, so therefore there's an additional reason why they should stay there, Kedei Lishmer Raneiros, and that's why in Yom Kippur the meaning was to have loads and loads of lights. Now this is not so common anymore, loads of candles, and in order to protect the shul and make sure that nothing happens, they would sleep there. But again, there was other reasons for that as well. Dumia the Kohen Gadol and other reasons as well. Right, okay. Now comes the $1 million question. The Mishnah Berurah now goes and explains why the heter, which is brought down with regards to eating. So we are still unclear about the eating in shul or in a Beis HaMedrash. And now he's going to tell us what is in the poskim the key to understanding why we are not makbid. Steht azoim. Ve'afidu le'tzorich mitzvah acheres, even for purpose of other mitzvahs, kegoin, such as, shenikbotzim, people are gathering, le'abe rashono, yidna gathering to make ibur rashono, beis haknesses in shul, that's the best place to make the ibur rashono, to discuss the calendar, forthcoming calendar, and discuss which month is a full month, not a full month, etc. So that discussion amongst the Medichon will take place in Beis HaKnesses. Muta lechol sham, therefore they're allowed to eat there. If this is an extensive meeting, it's schlepping on a little bit, they're discussing it, so now they're getting hungry, mid-meeting, they're allowed to eat. Le'abe Rashono. Now, is this a Sudas Mitzvah, yes or no? Ibur Rashono. This meeting, they're hungry now, they're eating, is this a Sudas Mitzvah, yes or no?
When the Beis HaMikdash was standing and they would go up to the Aliyah, the Beis HaKnesses, and they'd dafka eat loudly so that everybody knew that it was an umamah, so there was a mitzvah in the stomach. Now that we'll go according to the calendar of Hillel the Third.
Right.
So, I don't know, maybe it isn't quite such a mitzvah anymore, but we don't know anymore.
Sudas Mitzvah or not? Sudas Mitzvah? It's the only thing that will get them to come. So you think there's probably not a Sudas Mitzvah?
If it's the only thing that will get them
to come,
then it is.
Okay. So the Mishnah says as follows. Le'aber HaShonah Sivkot Nyud Beis. Sivkot Nchof. Le'aber HaShonah. Ayim Magen Avom Shevi B'Shem Ago HaSmak. Deloi Hota B'Sudas Mitzvah. No! It is not a Sudas Mitzvah. And in fact, says the Mishnah, the whole reason why it's permitted to have this Suda in the Beis HaMedrash is precisely because it is not a Seudas mitzvah. The people don't start drinking, people don't start get overexcited, people are not all relaxed. It's not that kind of atmosphere. It's not a Seudas mitzvah. It's not so, it's a non-Seudas mitzvah at all. It's a Seudas Rishus. They have to have that meeting, to have to discuss it, so now they're going to eat. It's Seudas Rishus, not Seudas mitzvah. And Mishnah said that's precisely why it is permitted. A Seudas mitzvah, people are going to end up, what happens by Seudas mitzvah? You're always going to have a bit of a whiskey, a bit of wine, people are relaxed, people are happy, people are on geschmack, menpravet a bissel, enjoying themselves, people end up drinking a bit, people are... That you can't have in a... That's not permitted in the Beis HaKnesses. Seudas mitzvah, it sounds ironic. Seudas mitzvah is not permitted in the Beis HaMedrash. Ibur HaShana, precisely because it is not a Seudas mitzvah, that's why it is mutter. Look at Mishnah Berurah. Shoisa asui bepas v'kidneys. People who had bread and kidneys. They had a bit of beans and a bit of nuts and a bit of... That's what they used to eat. To exclude the Seudas mitzvah, sheish bo shichas, the people drink a bit of wine. Also, Abba Beis HaMedrash is also. Shulchan Aruch means Seudas Ibur HaShana, because it is not a Seudas mitzvah, that's why it's permitted. That's why it's permitted. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, whom we call Markim nevertheless. Hanoegim lehokel lasu sudasium shas beveis hamedrash. Yidin who are mekil, says the Mishnah Berurah, and have a sudas sium shas. They finish shas, assume, they do that in the Beis HaMedrash. That's okay to do as well. Is that sudas mitzvah or not? Sium shas? Definitely. Mipnei she'en lehem mokim achem eruv al chazed, they've got no other place to do it. Space problem there. Can't do it anywhere else. It's fine as well. And limchos biyadam, you don't protest against them. To yesh lohem al milmis, they have shittas to be relying on. So just to get clarity over here, the reason why the ibur hashana is mutter is to have a suda like that in Beis HaMedrash is because it's not sudas mitzvah. The second it becomes a sudas mitzvah, becomes more complex, becomes more questionable, because that's when people are more relaxed, they drink and everything, and that's going to become, that's not respectful, not dignified in a Beis HaMedrash. Sounds ironic. You'd have guessed the opposite, right? But since it's a sudas mitzvah, it becomes more questionable. Ibur HaShana is fine because it's a sudas mitzvah. Good. And then he said that sium hashas, you can do as well, but the eved, no other option, you've got nowhere else to do it, but the eved, it's okay. Okay, does that leave us much wiser or not? Melaved de Malka. Is that a Seudas mitzvah or not? Seudas mitzvah? Seudas mitzvah. What about Seudas bris? Seudas... All these Seudas are very problematic. It's very problematic. Going back to the Kiddush though. What about Kiddush? No, Seudas mitzvah. It's just Kiddush. It's not a Seudas mitzvah. So it's just Kiddush. Yeah, very good. So, very good. 100%. This is absolutely what the poskim say. So, whilst it's true that a Kiddush is not a Seudas mitzvah, it's not a Suda, it's not a Seudas mitzvah, but nevertheless, it's still not posher to be making it because people tend to have a bit of...
Really?
I think some people have whiskey. Yeah. Yeah, true, aren't you? So it might be there are places out there that people might have alcoholic drinks, such as... since by Kiddush normally it's quite normal to have a bit of alcohol, therefore, really, the question is still valid. Why is it that L'chayre should still be a problem? The problem is of Chashashikras, people drink a little bit, so... That's what's not dignified in the Beis HaMedrash. Why should it be okay? So whilst it's true it's not a Seudas mitzvah, nevertheless it's not possible to be meikel. So we're still a little bit stuck. So in order to answer that, we have to look in the Shai Tzion. And the Shai Tzion is really telling us something which we haven't learned yet. And Shai Tzion Sifkot Nudalet brings us the Shittas Ozerua and Rashi, which is, just to put it briefly in context, there is a Machloikas. One can make a tznai. There is such a concept of making a tznai. When you're building a shul, We know that the problems could arise in future years when the shul comes down, when the shul is destroyed, the amonim, the ketusha still remains. And it's eternal. The ketusha is there. So what do you do about it? You have got a problem. Whenever you build a shul, you're going to end up having a problem. What's going to be with that when we're not going to be davening anymore? So, especially in Chutz La'aretz. So, therefore, there is a stipulation that now you can make, which, by the way, every shul makes when it's being built, is that this shul is being built al tnai. The kedusha is only here whilst the shul is standing. The second, it's going to be bechurbono, the second the shul doesn't exist anymore, the kedusha evaporates. You can make such a tnai, and it works. That, everybody agrees that such a tnai works. The tnai lechurbono, for when the shul comes down, that everybody agrees that works. There is a shita holds, the Rashi and the Ezra and other Rishonim hold that there's an additional tnai you can make. You can even make a tnai much further than that. And that tnai is that even when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, now that I'm building the shul, I'm making a tnai, it's not fully chal, the Kedusha. Not only when it's going to come down, it's going to be destroyed, not only then, but even now, I'm not making it completely Kodosh. I'm not, yes, we're going to daven here, yes, we're going to learn here. Yes, in principle, the Kedusha could be Chal, but I'm stipulating, I'm making a Tznai of Yedah, even whilst it's standing, the Kedusha is not complete. That's the Tznai. That's the famous Tznai that people speak about. Right. Now, if the Tznai works, which is Machlokes Rishonim, by the way, but if the Tznai works, what will be the obvious consequence of this? It will be like, that's right. So, what happens is, with Halacha LeMaaseh, all the shailas that we mentioned about eating, drinking, sleeping, cheshbonos, all those now are not really shailas anymore because it's not a shul. It's not basic nesek, tush is not fully chal. Yes, admittedly, you can't do kalus roish, you can't jump around, you can't dance, you can't. That's still kalus roish, it's still not dignity. But as far as the eating, drinking, sleeping, all that is concerned, it's not a problem. Look at the Shai Tzion. And then he says, he brings, V'rashiva Zorua Gamkin Tzivu Ladu, Ta'al Tznai Afilu B'Yishuvon. Tznai even B'Yishuvon when it's standing, and therefore, he said, that's why, I'm just taking those words, because that's what the Shai Tzion said over here. That is why we can be Mekel. This Tznai is the only reason why we can be Mekel to eat, if it's a Zvudas Mitzvah. It's the only reason, is that Tznai. Otherwise, it would be also because of Chashash Shikas. Yeah. So, there is a distinction. Shulchan Aruch himself later makes that distinction, that Tznai works in Chutz La'aretz, because in Chutz La'aretz we hope about that one day we're all going to go, the Gula will be Kov, B'meira B'yameinu, and we're going to, all the base Bate Medrash in Chutz La'aretz are not eternal. They're not there for good. They're only temporary. So therefore, the Tznai works. As opposed to Eretz Yisrael, where they are permanent, therefore the Tznai won't work in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, there's going to be Bate Medrashim still. There's going to be Beis Hamikdash, but Bate Medrashim are still Kaya. Can you? Much more of a Shaila. Much from Shabbat. Now, if it's a mitzvah, it's very hard to be Mekel. I wouldn't know how to be Mekel. Yeah. Because it's not... not sure. No, actually, I think it's far less. Actually, I don't... Kiddush is not normally... Never seen a Kiddush in a shul. Don't remember. Pardon? In yeshiva? Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what... If it's not the Tznai, it's very hard to be... It's very hard to be Mekel. So, there is an extension of that Tznai. And that is historically really, really interesting. Some went dafka, and they went a step further. This is not something which is imamash in the Mishnevua, but you could see that some gedolim went that direction. Where does the concept of a shtibel come from? A shtibel. What's a shtibel? So, historically what happened was, that because of these serious shyless of eating, drinking, sleeping in shul. He's quite severe shyless. It's quite severe shyless. And we're talking about the Moira Mikdash, we're talking about... So consequently, some Gedolim felt, and especially in the Hasidic world, but not only, there was also Klois in Germany as well, and there was the same type of concept, litter as well. Most, they said, you know what, a shul, a Beis HaKnesset per se, is very hard to keep to the halachas properly. Consequently, what we're going to make, a little house in which we're going to daven. The Kedusha is not chal there. It's a house where we're going to be learning there, we're going to be davening there, But it's not a Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, as an example, which is actually historically very interesting, by many Hasidus, that daf gemakbit, that the entrance should not be in the back. We learned that a Beis HaKnesses, one of the many halachas of Beis HaKnesses is that the entrance should be in the back, right? Remember the Shulchan Aruch, right? But the entrance shouldn't be in the back. They were marked, but the entrance should be on the side. Why? Do you remember that Shulchan Aruch? We spoke about it. We learned it. Oh, anyway, it should be opposite Aron HaKodesh. Anyway, yeah, right, that means in the back. Right. So they were dafke makbet because to show and to prove and to make a point that this is not a Beis HaKnesses. It's a davening place. And the davening is in Israeli house. And we all know that shtibel, the Lashon shtibel comes from the Yiddish shtib. Shtib in Yiddish means a house. Shtibel, a little house. It's not a Beis HaKnesses. The whole concept of a shtibel, and in other places to be a kloiz, for instance, in Bayan, it's a kloiz, it's not a Beis HaKnesses. It's a little house in which we're going to be davening. Thereby, avoiding all the shilas of eating, drinking, and it's similar, it's an extension of that tnai. The tnai works, according to many Rishonim, even in the Bishuvon. And that takes it even further. This is not even, it's beyond the tnai. This is not a shul. We didn't make a shul over here. This is a davening place. It's a davening place, and therefore all the shilas are much more here. It's not so posh that it works, but it's definitely the minhag in many, many, many kehilas throughout centuries. Yeah.
Some of that would work here as well too.
Could be. Yeah, it could be. That would be an answer. Yeah. Yeah, it would work.
What are the mandamins say it doesn't work?
Because we're going to see later simonim, that sometimes you can't. Who are you trying to fop exactly? Who are you trying? What are you pretending over here? So the argument against it will be that, hold on a sec, you're davening here, you've got Sefer Torah here, you've got Kiyas HaTorah, you've got everything here. So you're just renaming it. Who says that helps? Okay, but you're 100% right, because the consensus throughout countless Kehillahs and countless Gedolim held that it actually does work. Yeah. Okay, so that's the concept of a shtibel. Yeah. What would you
say? Downstairs.
So downstairs is probably a Beis HaMedrash. It's called the Beis HaMedrash. So a Beis HaMedrash with all its relevant halachas. A Beis HaMedrash. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, it was on B'Tnai. The Tnai was made. I mean, you witnessed when they made the Tnai. It's a very clear, evident Tnai that they make. And they probably, the halacha generally amongst the poskim is that you can be, like the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, you can make a Tnai even be Yeshuvan. And consequently, you can be lenient. You can be lenient. In theory, not, because it is a limit. Certain things are even not permitted then. Like, for instance, Kalus Roish is not permitted. And so a hole probably will be considered a kind of... It's, yeah.
Number one, presumably, you're
going to
be really honest about it. Kalus Roish is put to anywhere, at any time, by anyone. Like, there's never
Yeah, there's levels in that as well. It's talking about a very subtle level of kalos rosh that you wouldn't normally consider kalos. Yeah.
And the other thing is that I think Kenton Shul, they have a thing, I've certainly seen it in different shuls, where the Aron HaKodesh and a very little bit of floor around it has a temporary kind of like funnels, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And that they can make that the Beis HaMedrash, and everything else is just extra room that you can open up. Most of the time, but it means that if you want to close it off and then use it without the Kodesh being there, then it's just a room.
Yeah, not posh that it works. It could be, right, so the curtain helps for the Aron HaKodesh, but if the shul per se, never mind Aron HaKodesh, if there's a shul that is used as a Beis HaKnesses and there's no Aron HaKodesh there, it's still going to be a Beis HaKnesses. It helps for Aron HaKodesh, and there's many halachas with regards to Aron HaKodesh. But with regards to the Beis HaKnesses, it just becomes... We have a later Mishnah Berurah, which I actually recorded already, that there's a shaila about... If a room is used for davening on a constant, regular basis, if it's not a private area, if it's a public area which is being used regularly for davening, He even talks about a shul at the extent that you've got the Mem Beis HaMedrash, and then you've got the areas around it which is being used by people who daven latecomers. Mishabu speaks about latecomers. They don't actually daven in that main body of the shul, they daven on the side. So there the Mishnah Berurah says that actually if it's more often than not people daven there, it's going to have a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. If that's what people daven, day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out, it's going to Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Yeah. Oh, so nowadays, yeah, so the truth is there probably is that automatic night. However, the truth is that nowadays when people build a shul, or when they make an extension, whenever there's a rav involved, they always make that night. They verbalize it, and they say it, and they say it. They say it outright. I don't know if they say it. No, it won't work. No. If there's no... No, it won't work. It won't work. When you actually make it. Right. Okay, so this is the limud zchus, Rabbeisai. It's not mamash the most lechatchiladika approach, but it's definitely a limud zchus that we're relying on this. Tanai, you see, even the Shratzian is relying on it to some extent, but he, even the Mishnah Berurah himself, is not too excited about it. So I think in general, what do we see from that? It's not shrine. It's not supposed. It's not supposed. Yeah.
The mechanism for the petition being called,
how does that work? There is later Shulchan Aruch about it. It's already it happens not by default. If you designate a shul, it doesn't become a shul. The ketush is not chalit. It's when yidden daven there. Once a yid davens there, the ketush is chal. In fact, even if it's not a local residence, if oichim come from elsewhere, to daven there once, the ketush is chal. Yeah. Okay. Right. So. Okay, maybe just to start, if they won't finish it, but I just want to start it. Hoyel beis haknesses shnei psachim ve beis haknesses got two entrances. Lo ikones be pesach ze la soy soy teich lotzes be pesach hasheni. You're not allowed to make it into a shortcut. Lekatzer darkoi. If you've got two entrances, like literally downstairs, you're not allowed to make a. If you're in one side, you want to go to the oitzas forum, say for argument's sake. Yeah, you're downstairs on this side. You need to get safe from the other side. You can't just make a shortcut. Gabandria to go through the Beis HaMedrash to get a sefer. You have to go around. Now, what's important to note over here is that that's also in the Dinei Beis HaKnesses. What's important to note, though, is that the Bialoche brings over here. What happens if you just read for a minute inside the Beis HaMedrash? Are you allowed to do that or not? If you just learn for a minute. Oh, very good. So, although the Aloch is not mentioned for that, but it's about the rain and the it's mentioned with regards to the calling out somebody, not the shortcut. But the Bialoch is exactly what you were saying. If you learn there, or you spend a minute there in the Beis HaMedrash, then it's actually permitted. You can just go in there, say, Asher Yoshve Beisecha, learn for a minute, go over the deal show of the day, and then you can carry on and go on the next, in the Otzah's form. That's fine. So that's fine. There is Cholkim on it, by the way. Some Achonim are not happy with it, but the Bialoch of Paskins, that it's fine. You're allowed to make that... Should we call it a legal loophole? Because ultimately what you want to actually go to the Oitzas form. So it's a bit like it's a day. But you're allowed to do that. Okay, we're going to recap in a second. I just wanted a very important point I forgot to mention, which is mentioned some achronim. Rabbi Yisai, what's the argument not to make, going back to this Tnai Shaila? Yeah, the Tnai Shaila? Why, is there a chisson to it? What is it a win-win situation? Why don't we, every shul, just make a Tnai? I mean, we do, but why is it a straightforward mahalach tisnai, or is there a drawback from it? Is there a chisson to that? So the answer is there's a very big chisson. There's a very big chisson. The chisson is the following. There is a mitzvah of Moiro Mikdosh. There's a mitzvah of Moiro Mikdosh. And there's a mitzvah of respecting a shul. There's a mitzvah of building a shul. There's a mitzvah of respecting a shul, building a shul, and have a shul. It's a mitzvah. Are you fulfilling this mitzvah if you're making a tznai? Are you fulfilling this mitzvah if you're making this into a shtibel? Are you fulfilling the mitzvah if you're making it into a davening place as opposed to a shul? Do you or do you not?
Why doubling there is more?
No. So the poskim actually say, the Moshe said that actually that's the chizon. You can't dance on both chasanas. It's not going to work. If you made that into a non-shul, if you made it into a not Beis HaKnesses, if you made it into a place which is not, which the halachas don't apply, so you have to say that the mitzvahs don't apply. You have to. You can't dance on both chasanas. You can't say both ways, the Moshe says. So there's no mitzvah of Meir HaMikdash. You're probably not mekayim a mitzvah of building it, and you're not fulfilling the beauty of having a shul. It doesn't make sense. Sounds strange. And it's a bit of a shaila. So, but I think it's a fascinating topic, a mamash a fascinating topic, and that's just short of it. So the lemaisa, to recap what we covered tonight, we started speaking about that you're allowed to sleep, eat, and drink in shul if it's the tzorich, the shul, if it's for the purpose of the shul, for trying to protect it from a potential seif, from these candles, or this potential danger, whatever it is. So you're allowed to sleep in shul for the sake of the shul. We spoke, Yom Kippur is explained here as this concept. We learned that for tzorich mitzvah, you're also allowed to be eating in shul. The case mentioned here is tzorich ibra shana. We spoke that it's only permitted according to Mishnah because it's not a sudas mitzvah. Sudas mitzvah, kochashah shikris, and it's also. We then moved on and we carried on speaking about the tznai, two levels of tznai, lacha chubana, which is the basics, which everybody agrees, beyishuvan, which is more complex and also straightforward. The tznai, does the tznai work? Be shuvan. Sharetzinov is mekel, and he says that you can be mekel on those opinions. More on that in Sifut Aleph, by the way. But that's what Mishnah Berurah is mekel. We spoke about making a shortcut through the shul, and we learned that the Bialoch is mekel, and says that if you stop there for a minute and you learn for a second, that's fine as well. I wish you a very good Shabbos, and Mitzvah. We should have Yeshua's and Nechomas, and we should only have Yeshua's and Nechomas, and should fast well on Tisha B'Av as well.